If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 35. And I just want to show you where the Lord's at, amen, right now. In the day and hour we're living, what God's a-doing, so that we might see it, that we might realize how real this is, amen, in the day and hour that we live. In Isaiah 35, I'm going to read some verses tonight, amen, and I'm going to give you some scripture. But I want God to just touch our hearts tonight, just see exactly what God's a-doing. And I want to say tonight that God has started a clock. And He started a clock in 1948 when Israel became a nation again. And that time had stood still for a long, long time. But when God brought the land, God reestablished Israel as a nation. 1948, God reached down and He started that pendulum of swinging. And Israel, the nation of Israel, is God's timepiece. And as we look at it and we see the Word of God and we realize how real it is and how close we're getting to the coming of the Lord. I want to say, youngins, this thing's real. Amen. And I didn't realize how close we were until I went to the Holy Land of God. That place, amen, called Jerusalem, the mountain, the place where you go to. The only way you can get there is to go up. Whether you come from the north or south or east or the west, you've got to go up to Jerusalem. Amen. People say that God, when He began to create, that He started with Jerusalem. They said that when He began to create, that the Garden of Eden was close somewhere to Jerusalem. That God began with that place. And you know what? God's going to finish with that place called Jerusalem. Amen. I tell you what, there's nothing like it. Amen. It's sight of glory. But as we look at the Word of God and we begin to see, and I want to read you some scriptures tonight in your hearing that you might see and realize exactly where we're at. Isaiah 35 and verse 1 said, "The wilderness and solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose, and shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God." Amen. Praise the Lord. "Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad that, praise God, God's made us a promise? Praise God that things will begin to look good again. Things will begin to turn to the good again, and God will save us. Amen. He'll come with vengeance, praise God, and He'll overcome the adversary. Praise God, I want to say He already has. Amen. He's already overcome the devil and the demons of hell. Amen. The devil don't even have a key to his own place because Lord Jesus Christ holds the keys to death and to hell. Amen. Praise God. I don't believe He ever has, but praise God, I'm glad that God does. Bless His holy name. He said, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert." Now you think about this. Listen very carefully. This is what's happening in the land of Israel. Praise God. Even the day and hour we speak, this is taking place like it's never taken place before. Bless His holy name. "And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes." Places that they hadn't been nothing. Praise God, the springs are springing up. Amen. You drive through that place and in 14 years since I've been there, it's changed so much you won't even recognize it. They're building houses on every corner. The Jews are coming back and they say we don't know why we're coming back. There's just an unction in us and we gotta get back. The Jews coming back said we gotta get back to the land of Israel. And they're coming in by the thousands and the thousands and the 10,000, and they're building houses. Amen. Just everywhere you look, they're building houses and they're building, trying to accommodate these people that's coming in, praise God. And it's just an amazing thing to see. And they're there praising God. They're there coming back to the land. and the land's receiving them back. Praise the Lord. Said, and a highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, those souls, souls shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And a ransom of the Lord shall return. Now listen to this. And come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen. He said there's coming a time of rejoicing in the land of Israel. Praise God, like they haven't known for a long, long time. And praise the Lord, you can see them now even as they're gathering there. Don't know why they're gathering, but they're rejoicing in their heart for the land. They're seeing God doing mighty, wonderful, and marvelous things. God just moving into that land. And He's bringing His people with Him, amen. And they're coming in there in by the thousands, and they're occupying the land. They don't know why they're there, but I tell you why they're there. Because God has He's bringing the dispersion of the Jews, and they're bringing back. And I was talking to our guide there in Israel, and I said, what's going on? I said, what about these Jews that's coming? I said, do they even know from what tribe they come? And he said, yes, sir. Said, every one of them know from what tribe they belong. The 12 tribes of Israel are being gathered back in to that little nation. Praise God. I'm talking about a little spot of soil that everybody in the world longed for, and their enemies are all around them. But praise God, there's a power in that land that's so exciting, praise God, and it's so overcoming, amen, that nobody can conquer it. They tried to one time a while back, 1967. The Arab nations come together against that little nation of Israel, and they say, we're going to come in and we're just going to take it. Amen. They tried that. In 6 days, Israel rose up against them. Amen. They beat them back, and they took land. They took just about all of the Arab nations. Took most of Egypt. Took all of Jordan. Pray God, they was beat. They beat them down. Amen. And when it was all said and done, they said, okay, we'll give you some of it back. Amen. I won't say it don't belong to them. It belongs to Israel. Amen. And in order to keep peace, they give them a little more back, and they give a little more back, and they give a little bit more back. Amen. To try to be peacekeepers. But one day in a little while, praise God, God's going to give them the land. Amen. Because it belongs to them. He said it's going to blossom like a rose. Amen. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. Amen. Now watch this. I just want to give you this tonight. I want you to see what's taking, I want you to realize what's taking place. Because we can't see Israel. The media don't tell you about what's happening in that little nation. It's just like it doesn't exist. But I want to say those people over there tonight, they're ecstatic. They're excited about what's taking place. Amen. Glory be to God. In Ezekiel chapter 36, the Bible says this. Also thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy hath said against you, even and the ancient high places are ours in possession. Amen. The enemies come up and they said, you know what, this is ours, we got it, amen, so we're putting a claim to it. But I won't say they can claim it all they want to, but it don't belong to them. Amen. All those places belong to God. Hello? They belong to God. He said they claim them for their possessions. He said, therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye may be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Amen. He said, you're at a loss of reputation. It said, you know what? Israel don't amount to nothing. They just a little old bitty, sorry group of people. The Jew don't amount to nothing. They're nobody. They're of no reputation. They're nothing to be thought about or reckoned with. But I want to say they don't realize who God is. Amen. I'm afraid what's wrong with most people today is we don't realize who God is. Amen. I want to say there is a God. And He's real. Praise God. And He's doing things, praise God, today that we never even think about. But God's a working. How do you know? Because that pendulum's a swinging. The time clocks are running. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys and to the desolate waste and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against even Edom, which have appointed my land into their possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. He said, they come in and they claimed it as theirs. I want to say, hey, praise God, the land don't belong to them. Amen. The land don't even belong to the Jew. The land belongs to God. But He said, I'm going to give it to the Jew for a possession. He made a promise to Abram, praise God, when he come out of the land of Ur. And He said, I'm going to give you a possession. Praise the Lord. God don't renege on His promises. Praise the Lord. He's going to give them it for a possession. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, prophesy therefore concerning, verse 6, concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. He therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand, surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. Amen. But now listen what takes place. He said they're going to have to stand and give an account for what they've done. Amen. I'm not going to hold them guiltless. Amen. For what they've done. In verse 8, he said, but you now, he's talking to the land, God's talking to the land of Israel. Amen. You say, why would God talk to the land? Because it belongs to Him. I guess He'd talk to it if He wants to. Amen. But I guarantee you, it's a listening. Amen. Now watch this. This is amazing stuff. He speaks to the land, Brother Rex, and the land listens. Amen. You know what? It'd pay us to pay attention to this. Because if the land's willing to listen, how much more should we listen to the Lord? Amen. But He speaks to the land, and the land hears, the land listens, and the land acts upon what God tells it. He said, but ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand, watch this, to come. Amen. He said, hey, listen, you need to be, he says, land, you need to be preparing for those that prepare to come to the land. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown. Amen. Now listen, when I was over there several years ago, 14 years ago, not been that long, when you go out of Israel, when you get out, when you start down through the hills of Judea, praise God, it was just a waste, as the Deuteronomy says, it was just a waste, howling wilderness. There was nothing there. Just the deadness everywhere. About all they had, praise God, that was planted in that place was just rocks. That's all they was. But God spoke to the land. Amen. Sometime in the past 14 years, Brother Rick, God spoke to the land and He said, hey, it's time to give an increase. He said, hey, glory. He said, my people's coming home and you need to be ready to receive them. Amen. The people of Israel went in there in old Judean wilderness. And they begin to take those rock rakes, put them behind them big old tractor. Many of them Jews are, they're an industrious people. They're brilliant people. They're thinking people. And they took them big old rocks rakes and they pulled them rocks out to the end of those that wilderness. Amen. And they come up with a system. Listen to what he goes in and says. He said, I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. Amen. He said, out of all, Brother Greg, he said, of all the tribes of Israel, he said, I'm going to bring them all home. Amen. He said, I'm not going to lose a one of them. So they say these lost tribes. Amen. They may be lost to man, but God knows where they're at. Amen. And he's reaching out. Praise God. He's getting a hold of them. He's bringing them back into the land. He's preparing the land for the people. Amen. Even all of it. And he said, and the city shall be inhabited and the way shall be builded. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I was there before, they was places. Amen. All they was just wilderness. And now, sometime in the last 14 years, praise God, all those places is full of magnificent houses and apartments, complexes, just sprouted up out of the desert. I mean, why? Because God's making of an inheritance, praise God. He's making a place for His people. Can you see the type here? Amen. God, the same God is making a place for me and you. He's going to prepare us a place. Amen. And for those that prepared for that place, amen, glory be to God, He's building it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I will multiply upon you. Now He's still talking to the land. Now God's not a, now notice He's not a God of addition, but He's a God of multiplication. Amen. He said, I'll multiply upon you, men upon you. He's in verse 11. He said, I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your own estates, and I will do better unto you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Now get this, what God's saying. He said, Israel, what I'm going to do, land, what I'm going to do, He said, I'm going to do better for you now than I did at the beginning. The Bible said at the beginning that land flourished as a rose. He said, praise God, I'm going to do better than that. You say, what could be better than that? I don't know, but I long to see it. Amen. Said it's flourishing. It's real. It's alive. Praise the Lord. You know that I am the Lord. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you. Even my people Israel, they shall possess thee. And thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. Amen. Said, yeah, hey, Pastor, he said, land, you're going to be a joy to these people. Praise the Lord. He said, thus saith the Lord God, because they say unto you, thou land devourest up men, and dost bereave thy nations. Therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations anymore, saith the Lord God. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to establish this thing forever. Amen. I said, all the goodness of God's going to be poured out on it forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, never will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen anymore. Neither shall thou bear the reproach of the people anymore. Neither shalt thou cause thy nation to fall anymore, saith the Lord. He said, it's good. He said, what I'm going to build here now is steadfast and sure. He said, it's enduring. Praise God. He said, it's not flipping. It's not going to be here today and go tomorrow. He said, what I'm building, praise God, it's going to be forever. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, when the house of Israel dwell in their own land. Now he said, land, he said, this is why they had to go. Are you hearing me? He said, this is why they had to go. He said, son of man, when the house of Israel defiled it by their own way and by their doings, their way was before me as an uncleanness of a removed woman. He said, they was uncleanness. That's why I had to get rid of it. That's why I had to do what I did. That's why I allowed other nations to come in and overrun it and take it. He said, wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. He said, they got the chase in other gods. And he said, I couldn't have that. I want to say, praise God, God will not have that today either. He said, thou shalt have no gods before me. Amen. We shouldn't put nothing before God. Praise the Lord. He should be uttermost in our lives and in our being. Praise the Lord. He said, and I scattered them among the heathen. They were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. He said, I had to bring a judgment upon them because of their ways. I wonder how much sore the ways of America if God were to judge us. He would find us guilty. He would find us wanting, praise God. But listen, he said, when they entered into the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of His land. He said, because of their sinfulness, because of their sinful living, he said, they had to be taken out of the land. God said, I wouldn't allow them to stay. Praise the Lord. He goes in verse 21. He said, but I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel. Amen. Said, if I done it for your sakes, amen, praise God, it might not last. But he said, I'm not doing this for your sake. He said, I'm doing it for my holy name. Amen. When God does it for His holy name, praise God, it's enduring. But you have profaned among the heathen, whether you went. Verse 23, and he said, I will sanctify my great name. He said, I'm going to make my name holy again. Praise God, even in the eyes of the people, which have profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to be holy in your eyes. He said, I'm going to be so good to you, praise God, that you're going to lift up my name again. He said, so shall you ever lift up my name. Praise the Lord. He said, for I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries. He said, I know where you're at. He said, I know he knows wherever Jew is. And he said, when we were there the other day, they said they had buses coming in, and they was what, 10 buses? 10 busloads of Messianic Jews came into the hotels around. I mean, they just filled up. These Messianic Jews, these believing Jews were coming to Israel, praise God, on a pilgrimage of the Lord. 10 busloads. The next morning, there was 5 more busloads, praise God, come into that place, and the Messianic Jews coming for a pilgrimage of the Holy Land. What was they doing, preacher? They was coming to see what God, amen, what their brothers and sisters, their relatives, was telling what God was doing. And they had a desire, a burning, a zeal down their soul to see the hand of God. Amen. They go back and say, praise God, you ought to see what my God's doing. Amen. In the homeland. Praise God, I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. God says, I'm going to clean you up. Amen. He said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. He's talking about that water of the Word. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you the good Word of God. And said, then you shall be clean. He said, I'm going to clean you up with my Word. I'm going to show you the truth. And the truth will make you free. The truth will make you clean. Amen. I will say, praise God, the truth don't hurt me. It don't bother me none. Praise the Lord. You can preach it straighter than straighter than I can live it. But you can't preach it straighter than I like it. Praise God. He said, from all your filthiness, from all your idols, will I cleanse you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll preach you the truth. He said, I'll wash you in the blood of Jesus. He said, then you'll be clean indeed. Amen. That's those Messianic Jews. That's those that's believing. Those that send you pray, know what? Praise God, the Lord's real. That's why that little rabbi got so tore up tonight. He said, praise God, we're looking for Messiah. Brother Ralph said, praise God, we are too. Amen. They was a kinship. They was a fellowship. Praise God, we're looking for the same one. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. I'm going to take out that old stony heart, and I'm going to put in a heart of flesh. Amen. A one where you can feel the caresses of God. Amen. You can feel when God loves up on you. Praise the Lord. You won't want to push Him away. You want to draw closer. Amen. I wonder sometimes about our heart. If we got a heart of flesh, amen, to be a heart of love, we'll want more Jesus. But if we don't want more Him, praise God, I'm afraid some of us need a heart transplant. Amen. He said, verse 27, He said, I will put My Spirit within you. Amen. Sounds like salvation to me. He said, I will put My Spirit within you and cause you to walk in My statute, and you shall keep My judgments and do them. Now watch this. He said, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be My people, and I will be your God. Amen. He said, you're going to be satisfied. Praise the Lord. I'm going to make you My people, and I'm going to be your God. Now watch what He said. He shall also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for... Now watch this. And I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. He said, there'll be no want in that land. He said, land, you're going to produce. Let me tell you what they're doing in Israel. Brother Elks, they went into them fields of Judea and they raked them rocks back. And then they planted them in corn. And that corn, and the Jew, they come up with a system. It's called a drip irrigation system. Amen? And they run pipes all through them fields, just zigzag through them fields, and they got water, and it just seeps out. And those deserts are blossoming like a rose. We saw corn over there. This is November, Brother Rex. They had corn over there, this high tosselin. Making ears of corn, making corn. Another place we seen corn was about this high. It was just taking off. You say, preacher, that's impossible. That don't work that way. You plant the corn in the spring, pray God, and it grows through the summer. And when the spring, amen, you got to have a certain season and a certain light or it won't produce. Tell God that. Amen. Got some corn over there about that high. Pray God, just as green and growing. Got corn up there about this high that's tossing, making ears. Amen. Got fields and fields of banana trees. Amen. Just banana, got canopies over them. Maybe put little blue bags over them to keep the insects out. I mean, big old things of banana. The bus driver, our guide got off the bus one day and went over and bought us a bunch of bananas. Brought them on the bus. Amen. Praise God, we was like a bunch of monkeys. Glory be to God. The little bananas, all about that. But the best thing you ever put in your mouth. Sweet as honey, praise God. Now, I'm talking about what God's doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. The fields, just everywhere you look. Green fields growing. Growing tomatoes. Growing all kinds, everything you can think of. Amen. Let me tell you what God's doing. He said it's the land of milk and honey. Tell you what Israel is right now. Israel is the number one exporter of honey and milk. They're exporting it to all the European nations. They're exporting honey or milk. They're exporting honey. Amen. They got big old massive dairies. Praise God over there. Just hundreds of cows in them. I mean, talking about cows with udders that big. Look like they give 50 gallon of milk. Brother David, I ain't never seen such udders on cows in all my life. And we got the opportunity, got off the bus and went over to one of the dairy. And about the time a cow had just had her calf, it was laying on the ground. But them cows had a radio transmitter around their leg. Amen. You say, what in the world? Because God's given that wisdom, praise God. They monitor every one of those cows with a radio transmitter. They know everything about her. They know when she had her shots, when she had this, when she had that. Amen. They know when she was milk laced. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God, could man do that? God is doing that. He's made the land to thrive. He's made the land to blossom as the rose. Amen. He said, a waste, barren wilderness. What Moses said in Deuteronomy, he said, just a waste, barren wilderness. But God says, you know what? He said, it's time. Amen. He said, my people are coming home. They need nourishment. They need to be fed. And the desert's blossoming like a rose. Praise God, everywhere you look. Amen. They're scratching off the rocks, throwing down the seed, adding a little water, and God's doing the rest. He's giving the increase. Amen. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about Bible being fulfilled right before our eyes. I'm talking about the last days. Chain of events is taking place. Praise the Lord. He said, I will multiply the fruit of the tree, increase of the field, and ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. He said, there'll always be a time of plenty in the land of Israel. Why is it everybody in the world wants that little piece of property? Why is it everybody wants that little old teeny tiny piece of real estate? Because it's blessed of God. They don't want to admit it, but they know that something special about that little nation of Israel. Amen. They say that Israel's got one of the richest oil wells underneath it of anywhere in the world. Billions and billions of gallons of oil, more than Iraq, right there under that little nation, there, the little tiny nation of Israel. Amen. He goes on, verse 13, and says, then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doing that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sights for your iniquities and for your abominations. Amen. He said, you're going to realize just exactly how wicked you were when you see how good I am. Amen. He said, you're going to realize how wrong you were when you see how gracious I am. Amen. He said, you're going to see the hand of God. He said, not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities. Now watch this. And the ways shall be builded. He said, all those places that's been destroyed, that's crumbled up, that's fallen down. Praise God. He said, I'm going to let you rebuild them. Amen. He said, I'm going to be building up again. Praise the Lord. He said, desolate land, watch this. The desolate land. That's land that won't grow nothing. That's that land that's poor and barren. He said, the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. He said, people's going to walk by. He said, Jeffrey Massey is going to drive by on a bus one day, and he's going to look out the window and said, that wasn't nothing but a waste, barren wilderness, but look at it now. Amen. Amen. He said, did Israelites do it? No, God done that. He's bringing it alive, praise God. He's showing us His mighty power. Amen. He's moving in this last day. He said, that land's going to blossom. Amen, like the Garden of Eden. He said, the waste and the desolate ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. He said, the people are coming home. Praise the Lord. He said, then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it and I will do it. Amen. 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 God says, hey, praise God, Israel. He says, I've got this. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Praise the Lord. He said, thus said the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Amen. He said, I'm going to continually be adding to them. He said, this ain't it. This ain't finished. Praise the Lord. Said, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in their solemn feast, so shall the way city be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen? He said, so the cities, the land's going to be inhabited again. He said, they're just going to keep coming. He said, why? Because I promised Abraham I'd make his seed as the stars of the sky. Amen. So I'd make them as the sands of the seashore. Praise God for multitude. And God says, you know what? It's time to keep that promise. Amen. So they're flocking in by the thousands, coming to that little nation. They're planting their crops. Praise the Lord. Let me give you one more little one right here and I'll be done. This will bless your heart. Amen. The Bible says that there's going to be a time, praise God, in Amos chapter number 9. Amos chapter number 9 and verse 13. He talks about in verses 11 and 12, he said, I'm going to build the tabernacle of David that's fallen, and a breach is old, and I will build it in the days of old, and they may possess the remnant of Edom, and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doest this. Amen. He said, I'm going to give them that promise that I made to David. But look at verse 13. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. Let me tell you what's happening in the nation of Israel today. They're planting their crops, praise God, and as the reapers are there reaping the crop, reaping the bountiful harvest, praise God, these people on tractors sitting at the other end of the row said, hurry up, get out of the way, we're fixing to set the plow and we're fixing to plant again. Amen. Said, you're going to have to reap vice or you're in our way. So God wanting to give the increase. Amen. You say, preacher, is that really true? That's absolutely true. Amen. We've seen it with our own eyes. Fields that was being reaped, praise God, and the tractors make a few paces and they get down, amen, and somebody comes behind them with a disc and a planter and go to planting again. What's happening? God's restoring the land of Israel. He's restoring it for His people. He's calling them home. Praise God. You say, what's happened? The time of the end. The pendulum's a swinging, the clock's a ticking. Amen. And God's a finishing His handiwork. He's marching right through His book, fulfilling prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. And we're living in the church age in a time when we can see it with our own eyes. To God be the glory. Bless His holy name. And he said, I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. Now watch this. Verse 15, he said, and I will plant them upon their land. You hear what he said? I will plant them upon their land. And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Amen. Sounds pretty definitive to me. That's done settled. Who does the land belong to? God said, I promised it to Abram. Amen. He said, I'm fulfilling my promise. Praise the Lord. Boy, I got to go over there, Brother. I got to go over there and peek in on God's handiwork. And I drove through there and I seen that pendulum a swing. I said, there's one. There's a second. There's some time. Praise God. And I seen the desert begin to blossom as a rose. Praise the Lord. We stood on the shores of En Gedi I stood there 14 years ago, right at 14 years ago, and it was probably over a quarter mile, maybe almost half a mile from the shores of Engedi to the Dead Sea. The water had gone down. We stood over there. We had service. Last Sunday morning, we had Sunday school and church service on the shores of Engedi. And I looked out over there, and I got pictures. I looked out over there, and I looked as hard as I could look, and I didn't see no water nowhere. It's gone. You know what they're doing? In order to keep those hotels going down there at the end of the Dead Sea, and Dead Sea don't have no outlet. The waters flow in. The river, the Jordan, Damascus, all those rivers flow into the Dead Sea. But they don't flow out. But it's drying up. They had to, in order to keep those hotels at the end of the Dead Sea open, they had to dig and cut a canal from the top part at Jordan all the way down the Dead Sea to the end so that they could keep water down there, so that they could keep their resorts open. Amen? You say, what's taking place? God's drying it up. Amen. The Dead Sea, it does have no life in it. It's 7 times more salty than the ocean. My little wife got in there to see if she could float. I want to say she's the most buoyant person I've ever seen in my life. Brother Donnie was out there and she waited out there and he said, just sit down like you're sitting down a chair and just lay back. He said, you'll float. Well, she sat down and she leaned back. And she bobbed up and rolled over. And he said, keep your head up. Don't get your face in the water. He said, turn back over. She said, I can't. Amen. Brother Donnie, another fellow that was with us, he went over there and they rolled her over on her back. And she laid there and floated. I got some pictures of her floating in the Dead Sea. Amen. And then she went to get up. She said, I can't get up. He said, oh, what you got to do? Just put your feet down. Just stand up. Her feet wouldn't go down. Amen. She's buoyant. I told him if we're ever in an accident, if our ship ever sinks, I'm not going to worry about a life raft. I'm going to grab my wife. Amen. Brother Donnie had to go over and get her feet and push them down into the bottom of the Dead Sea so that she could stand up. Amen. Because it's so heavy in minerals. And they're pumping those minerals out. You know, he said that the minerals in the Dead Sea is worth more than the oil that's in Iraq. They're pumping them out 24/7 and they make a Hava lotion. You go online and order it, and it's the best thing for your skin that you can get. It'll make them just as soft. If your skin breaks open, you know, why is that? Because God made it. But it's a drying up, and nothing will grow in the Dead Sea. But there's some little places. The water's gone. I mean, you can see where over the centuries, it's been way up, way above where the road is. It's just constantly, see, they say as much sometimes as 3 meters a year, it's dropping. And that now these places where the water's gone, it's dead, it's barren, well, nothing will grow. Guess what? In those barren places, in little crevices, there's some water bubbling up. Amen. And in that waste, barren wilderness, there's little oases springing up all over the Dead Sea. Scientists are confounded. They say this can't happen. The minerals, the things, it won't allow it to grow. Just tell God that. Amen. Because God said it would blossom like the rose. So one day the water will... That'll be gone. It'll be made alive. When Jesus comes, He'll put His feet on the Mount of Olives. It'll cleave in the midst. And water will flow from the throne of grace. And it'll flow through there. And He said, people, men will stand on the shores of anger. Right there where we had church service. He said, they'll dry out their nets. Because they've been out there catching big old sea bass. Just like they do out of the Mediterranean Sea. Praise God. And we'll get to be partakers in that. Anybody like to fish? Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, what's happening? It's happening right now in the day and hour that we live. What a time to be alive. Praise God. God's doing His handiwork right before our eyes. But I tell you what, I had me a spell. I'm just telling you, I just had me a spell. I remembered all these verses, how God said, I'm going to make it alive again. Praise God, I'm going to make it to thrive again. And he said, I'm going to call my people home. Amen. Listen, that's what he's got planned for me and you too. One day in a little while, he's going to call us home because he's going to prepare a place for us. A place, how splendorous it must be. Praise God.